रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 46. रावण द मेंडिकेंट. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. All unwilling, Lakshmana proceeded slowly on his way, driven from his post by the venomed words of Sita, and Ravana, who lay in wait for such a chance, drew near the ashrama in the garb of a sannyasi, orange robes, tuft of hair, sacred thread, sunshade, wooden sandals, staff, and water pot. Like a pall of darkness advancing to swallow the evening sky, vacant of sun and moon, looked he on his way to abduct Sita, unprotected by Rama and Lakshmana. Ravana, the cruel demon, cast his eyes upon Janaki, even as the cruel-eyed Saturn scorches with his baleful glances the constellation Rohini that is away from the moon. The very trees in the forest of Janasthan stood dead and motionless, as it were, awed by the glory and terrible deeds of that Rakshasa at whose name the worlds quaked in fear. The winds were hushed into silence. The Godavari stilled her rapid waters to a slower course, for who knows that his lightning glances might not fall upon her and note her forward gait? He was counting the moments until Rama and Lakshmana should leave the ashrama. Then he cloaked his wickedness under the guise of a sannyasa and drew near Sita as she sat there alone, her sad thoughts far away with Rama, even as Saturn on his path to absorb the constellation Chitra. Like a ruined well hidden under the luxuriant growth of grass, he burnt Sita with his unholy looks through the sannyasi robes that described the Rakshasa but all too thinly. She sat there, clothed in garments of flowing silk, in the witching beauty of her charming lips, pearly teeth, eyes that shamed the beauty of blown lotuses, and face that could very well take the place of the queen of night in her full-orbed radiance. Tears coursed along her cheeks as she recalled the danger that Rama was even then going through. His heart filled with black thoughts and blinded with an unholy passion, he drew near her, reciting many a Vedic text. The splendor of her complexion and her noble perfections reft him of his senses. Never have my eyes been blessed with such a sight in all the worlds. I guess it is the goddess Shri that has elected to leave her lotus seat to walk among the mortals for a while. All at once he broke into boundless praise, but skillful and humble. Deign to enlighten my ignorant self as to who you are. Mahalakshmi, Shri, the goddess of earth, fame, fortune, love, or Apsaras, who garbed in white silk like a pond of blown lotuses, dazzle my eyes with a sheen of your form that resembles molten gold of 1,008 carats. Who may be that roam here at your sweet will? Your teeth are even, white, pointed, and perfect. Your eyes are large, round, clear as crystal, and slightly veined with red. Your thighs are like the trunks of elephants. Your hips are spacious and high. Your breasts are large, round, full, and swelling, close set like palm fruits and adorned with garlands of gold. Your eyes, your teeth, your smile, and your indefinable grace have stolen my senses. Your charms and noble excellences make a sad havoc of my heart as a raging flood undermines its banks. Your wasp-like waist and lovely tresses that cluster round your head like bees on a lotus would melt a soul of adamant. Devas, Gandharvas, Yakshas, Kinnaras, and mortals have yielded to me the grandest and most perfect specimens of womanly beauty. Yet, I fail to guess what brought you to live a lonely life in these forests, and you endowed with such a form, grace, youth, symmetry, and perfection. You are all unmeet to dwell in these haunts of cruel Rakshasas. Flee these spots, for the wretches are of inconceivable strength, cunning, and powers of illusion. lordly mansions, lovely pleasure gardens, rich perfumes, bright dresses, and a splendid retinue would form a fitter setting for your beauty. Priceless garments, jewels, and garlands should wait upon your choice and a husband of peerless perfection. Who are you? I take it that you are a Deva lady. The Rudras, Maruts, Vasus, and other celestial orders, which do you belong to? Gandharvas, Devas, Kinnaras do not affect these spots very much, for Rakshasas have it all to themselves here. What has led your steps to this place? How is it that you show no fear at the sight of monkeys, lions, leopards, tigers, panthers, deer, bears, and vultures around you? How is it you roam fearlessly and all alone through these woods where mighty elephants tear and trumpet in their rut? Who are you and whose? Whence are you and why? What do you here in these terrible forests of Dandaka, the home of the Rakshasas? Sita put away behind her his unseemly words and offered him due hospitality. She gave him a seat and announced that his dinner awaited him. Though garbed as a Brahmana ascetic, his thoughts were very busy with her abduction. He was not there to accept of her hospitality or to dine at her ashrama. He was after quite a different welcome. Trained and educated under the eye of Janaka the wise, she was well conversant with the dharma and the life of sannyasins. She read through his disguise, but out of respect for the cloth, she would honor him. She could not bring her heart to hate or scorn him and said, "Holy sir, pray accept this seat. Here is water to wash your feet and there is ready for you what poor fare these woods can afford. Make yourself at home." But the sinful wretch directed his thoughts upon carrying her away as Janaki, the wedded beloved wife of Ramachandra, offered him the noble welcome due to an honored guest. And all unwittingly did he invite his doom. Sita expected every moment to see her husband return from his deer hunt along with Lakshmana, whom she sent after him. She cast frightened glances all around and tried to pierce through the dark woods that seemed to close upon her, but the heroes came not. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.